This is Morning Edition. Many employers use personality tests in hiring to try to find people who will be most productive and stick around longer. Now, an NC State University researcher says he's created one that's quicker and harder for job seekers to fake. WUNC's Rebecca Martinez has more.
UNC Chapel Hill grad student Janelle Burns is at a laptop in her Durham apartment, taking a sample personality test. It's the kind you might take when you've applied for a new job.
If people are rude to me, I just shrug it off. Strongly disagree, neutral, agree, strongly agree. Disagree, I don't just shrug it off.
Burns remembers taking a similar survey for a sales job after college years ago. She was pretty sure the company was looking for people who were more extroverted than she is, so she played up that aspect of her personality in her answers.
I didn't feel at the time that I was lying, but I definitely felt that I was skewing.
Adam Mead says that's the problem. He's an organizational psychologist at NC State University.
The reasons we don't see better relationships in the data and the studies is because of the way we measure personality, because it is easy for people to game the system. And so we don't really get good data on what personality looks like. And that's part of what I wanted to address here.
Mead and his team have created a personality test that is 4 times harder to fake. That's because it relies on instantaneous responses. Any hesitation and your answer loses value. I tried out some questions on grad student Janelle Burns.
Okay, I'm going to read a word, and then basically I want you to respond like me or not like me. Okay. Unreliable.
Not like me.
Lively.
Not like me.
Loyal.
Like me.
Bitter.
Not like me.
Burns agreed this test would be a lot harder to fudge. Something like this might have stopped her from getting that sales job after college, which she quit after 8 months. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Adam Mead and his colleagues' paper on a faking-resistant personality assessment was published in the journal Organizational Research Methods.